Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM, and here are the top headlines of this hour. Yes Bank posts Rs. 129 crore profit in Q2. Flipkart Group invests Rs. 1,500 crore in Aditya Birla Fashion. Tech Mahindra Q2 beats estimate with profit at Rs. 1,065 crore, declares special dividend. It might take years for GDP to regain lost output, says RBI MPC member. US FDA approves remdesivir as first COVID therapy amid WHO doubt. Let us take a quick glance at what transpired on Dalal Street today. Led by gains in auto, metal and power sector stocks, the benchmark equity indices ended higher on Friday. Maruti Suzuki, HDFC, ICICI Bank and Mahindra & Mahindra led the gains, while some selling in HUL, Infosys and HCL Technologies capped upside. Sensex settled 127 points up at 40,685, while Nifty gained around 34 points to 11,930. Mid-caps and small-caps outperformed the large-caps. Sector-wise, BSE Auto, Consumer Discretionary, Consumer Durables and Power Indices gained up to 2.76%. On the other hand, Realty, Basic Materials and IT ended in the red. In the broader market, Aditya Birla Fashion, Reliance Power and Suzlon gained up to 20% each, while Oberoi Realty, Shobha and DHFL each plunged over 4%. Which themes can deliver handsome returns considering the ongoing momentum in the broader market? We caught up with Paras Bothra of Harshika Stockbroking to try and understand the market undercurrent. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bothra. Which factors took the market higher today?
Positive global factors and expectation of a stimulus is leading the market higher. Auto sector did reasonably well and led the index higher. Overall, positive results so far also is a factor which is keeping the sentiment buoyant.
Where do you see buying opportunities in the mid-cap and small-cap space?
The opportunity at present is in pockets where you see earnings surprise. Sectors like the ecosystem around the auto sector like tires or company which supplies niche products is seeing positive surprises. IT as a sector is showing good earning momentum and looks to be a safe bet. In the FMCG space, companies like the paints and in the durable goods segment, some of the large marquee names could do well. In chemical space as well, fragrance and flavors is one sector which can show good earnings surprise. South-based cement companies specifically also has a decent earnings expectation.
How do you see auto and FMCG counters ahead of the festive season?
Auto should do well and is well reflected in the monthly sales number, and also their earnings commentary looks promising ahead of the festive season. One also needs to be vigilant beyond festive season, and hence valuation plays a key role. FMCG is for all season and more specifically the essentials. Some lockdown related momentum in earnings in some of the FMCG companies seems to be flagging off. Overall, rural pan-India based FMCG companies with exposure into essentials, food, hygiene and household related stuff will continue to do well. Otherwise, the beauty and personal care related businesses is on the back foot at present.
On the technical front, Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,900 level but formed an indecisive candle on the daily chart, in line with the last couple of sessions. On a weekly scale, the index formed an inside bar candle. Analysts believe Nifty is vulnerable to selling pressure, and to avoid that, it needs to take out the 12,025 level soon. We caught up with Nilesh Jain of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers to decode the charts. What are the Nifty charts telling us?
If you look at the overall setup for the Nifty and Bank Nifty, it has regained its control after pausing the previous week. And if you look at specifically the structure for the Nifty on a weekly scale, it has formed a doji kind of candlestick pattern, which indicates indecisiveness going forward in the coming week. And since we have a monthly expiry, so we are expecting a major move in the coming week. And at the same time, if you look at the Nifty throughout the, it faced stiff resistance around 12,000, which is a psychological barrier for the Nifty. Till the time it doesn't take out these levels of 12,000, we are expecting some consolidation. And at the same time, on the downside, the crucial support, or I would say the major support, is placed at 11,800. So 200 point is a trading range, and whichever side it breaks, we can expect follow-up buying or selling of 200 points on either side. At the same time, if you look at the structure for the Bank Nifty, which looks slightly positive compared to the Nifty, although the range is very much intact for the Bank Nifty, 24,000 is a crucial support and 25,000 is a major resistance for the Bank Nifty. Going forward, technically, we are expecting some sort of a positive uptick in the coming week.
What is your reading from the F&O data?
If you look at the F&O data of the monthly expiring the coming week, then 12,000 strike where we have seen a huge amount of call writing on Friday, and which also has meaningful open interest. So that is the immediate hurdle. And on the put side, if you look at on the multiple strike, we have witnessed huge amount of put writing starting with 11,900, 11,000 to 11,700. So that indicates in the coming week, we are expecting a major move. That is what the derivative data are indicating, where 11,800 and 12,000. So these are the two levels to be watched out for in the coming week.
How are the momentum indicators looking like for the next week?
The momentum indicator seems like exhaustion on the daily chart. Since we have seen a continuation of a rally, so we might see some sort of a profit booking from the higher levels. Although we haven't seen any sell crossover, we haven't seen any negative sort of confirmation on the chart. So till the time we doesn't spot that, we continue to remain bullish on the overall Indian market.
Globally, other Asian markets ended mixed, while the US futures rose with European stocks amid positive corporate earnings and strong German manufacturing data. That's all for now. Do check out etmmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.